These are the security stories from Daily Tech Headlines for the week ending on February 11th, 2022. FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel informed Congress that network service providers applied for $5.6 billion worth of reimbursements for ripping and replacing equipment deemed insecure by the U.S. government, mostly to replace network equipment from ZTE and Huawei. In September 2020, the FCC estimated the effort would cost $1.8 billion, and Congress allotted $1.9 billion as part of the Supply Chain Reimbursement Program. Bloomberg sources say Microsoft is in discussions to acquire the cybersecurity research company Mandiant. This comes as Microsoft continues to grow its security business, which reported $15 billion in revenue in 2021, up 45% in the year. In a blog post, Google said account compromises were half as likely on accounts with two-step verification compared to password-only accounts. In Q4 2021, Google automatically enrolled over 150 million accounts into two-step verification, and Google says it will continue auto-enrolling accounts in 2022. A partially redacted and declassified letter from April 2021 from Senators Ron Wyden and Martin Heinrich to the CIA urged the agency to inform the public about a mass surveillance activity that involved gathering records belonging to Americans. The unredacted parts of the letter do not say when the surveillance occurred, if it's still currently operational, or if the surveillance was done by another agency on behalf of the CIA. The letter also says the nature and extent of the collection were withheld from the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, only revealed in a report by the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board. Apple announced updates to AirTags in the Find My network to help preserve privacy and also combat stalking. A warning during setup will make it clear that using AirTags to track people without consent is a crime, and that AirTags are designed to be detectable by victims, and law enforcement can get identifying information about the user from them. Apple says it can provide account details in response to a subpoena or other valid law enforcement request. It will also change the unknown accessory warning to specify when the accessory is AirPods instead of AirTags. And finally, Apple released iOS and iPadOS 15.3.1, which patches WebKit vulnerabilities that could allow for arbitrary code execution. Apple says it may have been actively exploited in the wild. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.